I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't want to talk smack about America, but I'm going to talk smack about America. Huh. Our beaches suck.
Okay. Well, there's landlocked.
No, not Colorado. I said America.
Hey, I know.
Hey, Aurora Reservoir Beach.
Oh, God.
What?
Have you ever even been to Aurora Res? You can throw a rock from your house and hit it, but you've never been to it.
Because it looks like it's like not far, like the rock throw, but it is quite a little jaunt. You could drive there, but it's also a little jaunt. I have been there once.
You have?
On the beach. I've walked down to the reservoir a lot of times.
I don't think you can say beach. I know they call it a beach, but Aurora Res, stop it.
The trucked in sand element.
It's trucked in, isn't it? It's not real. It's like play sand. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's not a beach.
It's like the stuff.
It is. It's like
sandbox.
As everybody moved out or your kids got too big, it's like, yes. Drive your shit off an Aurora Res. It's the stupidest.
Don't bother picking the rocks out.
We're fine with it. We want it to be natural. I think it's stupid, but like there's some dude. He's known as Dr. Beach.
he's clever with that one.
I know.
When I need life-saving surgery,
I want Dr. Beach. So he's listed the top 10 beaches in the United States. And I don't know all these beaches, but I'm just going to say out loud, I've never been to a good beach in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Oh,
Me neither.
Thank you.
I hate all beaches, though. That's why.
Okay. Well, I will say anything on the East Coast is trash.
Okay, so
the Atlantic is the worst ocean there is.
I'll give you that because I lived on Cape Cod for 3 years. It's not tropical.
It's not.
It's got a harsher feel. The water's usually colder. It's just got a harsh.
Do you know what Coast Guard beach is? Are you familiar with that? Because that made the top 10. That's number 10.
It's down here.
He's pointing to a spot on his elbow. Apparently, people who know the Cape. It's like when you know Michigan, you hold your hand up in the mitten shape.
Mitten. Yep.
Yeah. And if you're a Cape Codder, you like twist your arm like you're flexing and you're like, where on the elbow are you?
Exactly. Right by Chatham.
Wait, hold on. Is Cape Cod the little hook on Massachusetts?
Oh my God,
we just had a Helen Keller moment.
That's the only part you knew.
That's the only part I know. That's how I know it's Massachusetts. Yes. It's the hook. So when you do that, you're doing
the
hook.
This is your hook. Yeah.
So all of that is Cape Cod. Even when you come, your fingers are all Cape Cod too.
Yep, this is Providence.
Where do the rich people live? Part of the fingers or down in the elbow?
We go Chatham here.
Okay, Chatham's down in the, kind of underneath your bicep.
My big, huge, massive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this Cape Coast Guard beach, they say, is good. Mm-hmm. But you're saying it's harsh. It's that green water. Gross.
Well, you can get blue, but you're right. And it's
not blue.
Not Windex blue like you're used to down in your tropics and area like that.
I remember we went to Martha's Vineyard for our honeymoon, and I was surprised. It was June, but it was still like chilly. I mean, you're outside of Boston.
Yeah.
It's not very tropical. Yeah.
And most of their beaches look the same. They're not bad. They're just,
I don't know. I think... Because, the beaches themselves are kind of trash, but the other environment around it, kind of like all of those traditional shops, the saltwater taffy.
That doesn't make it a good beach.
I know.
Estes Park has saltwater taffy.
It's different, though, with the Cape. Like, it's a different vibe. And I think that
it's still not a good beach.
It's on the beach.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. So the number one beach is Ocracoke. Anybody know what that is?
Outer Banks. That's North Carolina.
Oh, my God. Did you actually know that?
Yeah, that's the Outer Banks. That place is becoming more and more popular. In fact, we have a former coworker. She grew up, she vacationed there every summer.
But what's...
Well, you're more southern if you're in North Carolina.
But is it
warmer?
Good? Is it blue water? Is it...
It's...
The only beach I've never been to, but I've seen aerial shots of, like the Destin or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
In there, there's some road, 3R or R, there's some name of something where everybody goes down there and stays in that Destin area. It's like got a number and a letter that people talk about. People are screaming at the radio, it's R5! It's called something, and it's supposedly gorgeous. At least it looks like Caribbean waters. Okay. It's like Gulf of Mexico water where it's not trash. Like everybody told me, go to Huntington Beach. You're going to love it. Oh my God, we summer in Huntington. Huntington Beach is trash.
El Balboa.
It's stupid. The only thing good about it is you can walk. Back then, it was good. You could get to an In-N-Out.
Well, you you told me, you described the perfect setting for me when it comes to a beach if I have to be on one. Sugar white sand.
Sugar Windex sand is Cancun. Windex blue water.
So it's Cancun then.
Cancun is the best beach I've ever been at. Okay. Just because, but then you're with a bunch of drunk 18-year-olds, so that's what, then it's a trade-off. Like even when you get down to Playa and stuff, the sand's just not the same. Oh. There's a lot of seaweed mixing it. People are like going, first world problems. I get it. But we're talking about beaches.
Yeah.
Like if you can afford to get to a beach, which I used to save and get to a beach once or twice a year.
You always said, I cannot live without a beach at least one. Yeah.
I haven't been to a beach in probably since COVID.
Yeah.
Not really. We
feel it.
I mean, I'm dead serious. And if I went to one of these trashy little beaches, Coronado Beach in San Diego, I can't imagine it's any better than Huntington or Redondo. All these.
Yes,
I know. Trashy. The Pacific is awful. Even when I went to Cabo, it's like, Cabo's great, but it's still the Pacific. It sucks.
What do you like to do on the beach? Drink.
Okay. You can do that anywhere.
I know. I'm going to Essence Park. That's a taffy.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.